Welcome to Money on the Table with Tony and Sky Layson from Layson Advisory Group. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Money on the Table is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now, let's get started with Money on the Table.
Welcome back to Money on the Table with the Laysons, where we take financial topics that can sometimes feel complicated and turn them into conversations that actually make sense. I'm Sky Layson, and I'm joined by my dad, Tony Layson, today, and of course, Jacqueline. We're going to be talking about one of the biggest decisions a lot of retirees are going to make, and that's when to take Social Security. If you've wondered when you should claim it, 62, 67, 70, will they be taxed? How will they be taxed? Can I work and take it? And are you leaving money on the table? You're not alone. So we're gonna walk through those today.
Well, fantastic. I am so excited. And, you know, and everyone seems to have an opinion about Social Security right now. I know it's not the most fun topic. But you know, usually a neighbor, a brother-in-law, a coworker, they say something about it, and everyone has a strategy or a right way of thinking.
That's right. The problem is most people are making decisions based on what worked for somebody else. They're hearing what happened in their career and says, well, that maybe will work for me. And usually they're completely wrong because every situation is unique. So that's why we're going to break down the facts and talk about that this morning. I'll remind you, first off, Social Security is income only. It is never cash. So that's something to keep in mind. Income changes when life changes. So a lot of things to talk about today.
Yeah. Well, let's just start with kind of the big question that everyone seems to be asking is, what is the best age to claim Social Security?
I don't think people are going to love hearing this, but it depends. There is no magic age, and it's not just, okay, here is the perfect plan for every single person that is going to start claiming Social Security. We just don't have that, unfortunately. So they're hoping we'll give them that exact age for every person, but everyone has their own perfect age that we'll get to. So we don't always say claim it early at 62, and we don't always say wait till 70. So there's going to be some planning we need to do along the way to determine that.
Yeah. A lot of things that depends on what is the right decision. Health is basically a good one. What is your health when you're near retirement? Life expectancy. Sky and I have a favorite phrase that we tell our clients. Tell us the day you're going to die and we'll give you the perfect plan. Well, nobody knows that. So life expectancy is big. What is your income needs? Have you even looked at what your income needs may be? Do you know anything about taxes on Social Security? Most people don't. What's your marital status? How many times you've been married? How many times you've been divorced? So a lot going on there. And then what other assets, retirement assets, may you have? So your overall strategy is very important, and Social Security is one of those strategies that we look at.
Yeah, and so I want to walk through kind of the different ages. I know people kind of think about age 62 and kind of 72, right? And those are kind of the early or the late. So, Tony, will you kind of walk us through that?
Yes, most people think you claim Social Security at 62. However, full retirement age is the age we all look at because it's a big point in the retirement decision. What is that full retirement age? For most people now, it's around 67, could be 67 in a few months. So two terms we talk about is at full retirement age and the retirement earning test. So anytime you take money before full retirement age, you have an earning test. So the first question is, if you're going to take Social Security at 62, are you still going to work? Most people are like, well, I have another job waiting for me next week. Maybe a job or whatever. But so the numbers are $24,480 right now. That changes every year. But any money you make above $24,480, you lose $1 for every dollar above that. So if you make $30,000 in a part-time job, that's about $6,000 more than you can make. So they're going to take $3,000 from your Social Security. So a lot to think about there. You can also, once you reach full retirement age, you can make all the money you want. So we'll get into taxes later, but generally, most people that are still working do not decide to take Social Security at 62. Plus, you may have 30 years to live. So a lot of decisions you need to make by taking it that early.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, okay, so that's a much bigger difference than I think most people out there even realize, right? So what happens if someone waits to take it then?
So once you reach that full retirement age, which is usually about 67, like we said, you can delay your benefits up to age 70. So each year you delay that benefit, the Social Security increases your benefit by about 8% per year up until age 70. At age 70, those benefits are capped. So waiting could be powerful if that makes sense. But like Dad mentioned earlier, you have to live to get Social Security. So waiting till 70, if your life expectancy is on the shorter side, that may not give you the most out of your benefit, because we have seen it, sadly. Someone was so adamant about waiting until he was 70. He wanted to get the max amount out of that and ended up passing away just a few short years later, with a diagnosis he was not expecting at all. So it's not always the answer. That's why it's important to look at your details specifically.
Let me add one thing there. Mm-hmm. Just because you take Social Security don't mean you have to spend Social Security. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times we talk to the client about, okay, take it at 67 and invest it with Sky. Because now, you know, that's 4 years, 3 or 4 years of earnings, could be $50,000 a year. But if you put it up and don't spend it, now it's cash at 70. Mm-hmm. Plus, you know, you're still getting Social Security. So a lot of opportunities there.
Yes.
Well, so Sky, how about after age 70? And if you haven't taken it by then?
So it does not increase after that. That is the highest amount you will get. So definitely be sure you're doing it by 70. Don't let that pass you by, because it's not going to benefit you at all by waiting till later.
Well, Tony, where does Social Security even get these numbers that you're talking about?
Nobody knows. it's based on numbers of years working. Generally, that's about the highest paid 35 years. That's not in sequence. But when you have one spouse working a lot more, you have the spouse that's raising children, works for a while, is out of work for a while, goes back to work when the children are, you know, older. Gets complicated, but both spouses have their own Social Security benefits. And so you have to look at what's good for both of you. And generally the ages are pretty close, but if you've got one that's a spouse that's a good bit older than the other spouse, a lot going on, a lot of stuff going on. So,
well, to that point, you know, if you are not working for the full 35 years, you may not have a full 35 years worth of working. Those missing years actually count as zeros on the earnings test.
Well, that's something to be aware of for sure.
Yes.
So if someone who only worked, say, I don't know, 25 years, they could potentially have 10 years of just zeros factored in?
Yes. So that's why we may recommend you work longer and delay your Social Security past 62. You may need to replace those low earning years, get rid of those zeros, and use that at least with something. You know, anything is better than nothing. So you always want to make sure you can access that earnings record anytime at the Social Security website. Make sure it's accurate and review that periodically.
Yes, great point, Sky. Now, let's talk about something that shocks a lot of retirees. You know, the taxes. We talk a lot about taxes on our show, and taxes specifically on Social Security. What does that mean?
Yes, a lot of people think Social Security is tax-free. That is a huge misconception. And you've been paying tax on it, putting it up, so it makes sense that if it should be tax-free. But Social Security is one of the brokest government programs right now. So they got to get their money somewhere. It is not tax-free. The most recent tax law that passed was pushing for that. It didn't happen. But if you are working still, if you have any other retirement income, maybe from an IRA or 401k or pension, a portion of those benefits from Social Security is going to become taxable. And they're not going to automatically assume they know what taxes to take out. That is something you have to voluntarily request, and they're not going to suggest it for sure. So the IRS is going to use what they consider combined income, that a adjusted gross income, your interest, and half of your Social Security benefits. So that makes that combined income they're basing that off of. And then based off that number, they're going to figure out what's taxable for you. Single filers, if you make over $34,000, up to 85% of your Social Security is taxed. If you're married, if you make over $44,000, again, that 85% is taxable. And that's not earned. That's any other income. So pensions, dividends. So it's not just working income. It's any other type of income.
Wow. So again, I mean, this is just another answer of it depends. It depends on your situation. And I think, you know, that's a running theme in this episode today, is that it is not a one size fits all situation. And it's really dependent on you, your current situation, your individual goals, and really who's in your life.
Yes. That's why we ask for a tax return. So all of our planning for Social Security or any other, maybe a strange question, is let me look at your tax return. Because as Sky said, any other earnings you have will impact what's going on with your Social Security. So if you're going to lose some of your Social Security to taxes, maybe we delay it. Maybe we delay the pension money till later. So anytime you take IRA withdrawal, pensions, distributions, any type of income, interest, dividends, those are all calculated as potential Social Security tax. So it's all about minimizing the taxes over the long period, over your expected life expectancy, not just that year. So a lot goes into that plan. I think there's 59 options.
Wow.
62. Okay, when do I take it?
Yeah. So
it's a lot of planning. And it changes year to year, depending on situations.
Yeah. Well, and Tony, that kind of brings up the main question that I have is, you know, I hear people saying, I'm just going to take it at 62 because I don't know how long I'm going to live, you know? So what do you say to that?
Yeah, we hear this one constantly too. They're like, it's my money. I'm going to go ahead and take it. I don't care about the taxes, or we call it penalty. The Social Security Administration doesn't like for us to use the word penalty, but if they're going to take a dollar for every $2 in benefits, that sounds like a penalty to me. But most people are just saying, you know, I'm 62, I don't care. But, and that may be the solution for you. You know, it may be a good solution to go ahead and take it. You want to retire early, and maybe you don't need the Social Security income as much as someone else. It's hard to just live on Social Security income, especially right now. So those benefits typically aren't enough to satisfy your retirement income needs. So you need more to the pie. This is just a small piece of that. But it could work at 62, but just because your brother or your neighbor took it at 62, it absolutely does not mean you need to do it that early.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as we start to wrap up this episode, there's a lot of information that we've shared. And, you know, as our listeners can see, it is no one size fits all answer. So what are the biggest Social Security mistakes you think or you've seen people make?
To recap some of that, making decisions based on who you talk to. That is never a good a solution for you because your situation is different. Ignoring taxes is another huge, even people that have already owned Social Security, they come in and do their tax return for the first time. They're like, what? Mm-hmm. Taxes on my Social Security? That's not right. Well, it's not right, but it's correct. And claiming your benefits before you know all the options. So Social Security is one of the planning tools in your overall retirement plan. And you've got to look at it as a part of the process. And Social Security is a big process for a lot of people. I can tell you, me and my wife, it's a large number for us. But it is part of the conversation. And failing to remember how it affects the spouse. Mm-hmm. And what I will add to that is the first death, the household income will probably be cut in half. And a lot of spouses don't realize that. And we can get into more information about that. But remember, Social Security is income, not cash.
Yeah, that's a great transition for our next episode. Actually, we're going to follow up with this conversation in the next episode about how it does affect your spouse or maybe even an ex-spouse if you're a widow. A lot of complicated things along with Social Security when it comes to the spouse and prior marriages. So we are going to maybe talk about that a little more to help you understand that in our next episode. So be sure to catch that.
Yes. Well, that is one of the reasons we offer the complimentary Social Security report. It's quite in depth. We look at all the options. We show you what would happen if you wait, what's the impact. And we can give you a pretty good date on when you will get the most secure, most Social Security, depending on if you're not, say, 85, mm-hmm. 87. Because that's the, you know, it's a standard life expectancy. So very good report. Everybody needs one, especially 2 or 3 years away from retirement.
Absolutely. So like you said, we offer that as a complimentary report to all of our clients. You can visit our website, LaysonAdvisoryGroup.com, and request your complimentary Social Security maximization report.
Well, thank you. And if listeners, if you found today's episode being helpful, you know, share it with someone that you care about, but don't listen to your neighbors when you share it. So thank you for joining us on another episode of Money on the Table with the Laysons. Please remember, subscribe and follow us on all major streaming platforms so that you never miss an important episode. So until then, we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for Money on the Table. Don't head into retirement without a plan for both your finances and your health. For more information, contact Tony and Sky Laysen from Laysen Advisory Group at 478-743-0260 or visit LaysonAdvisoryGroup.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Money on the Table. Insurance products and services offered through Laysen Advisory Group and Tony and Sky Laysen are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. This content is for informational purposes only and should not be used to make any financial decisions. Exclusive rights to this material belong to Luson Media. Unauthorized use of the material is prohibited.